Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a song from local metal band Exigen's debut EP entitled Game of Puppets, released on all streaming platforms on Friday, January 3rd. Featuring four heavy genre blending tracks, the EP was created by Ben Snyder, Joe Schell, Nathan Graham, and Isaac Heathcock, and produced by Terry Benn at Switzerville Sound Retreat. "We've been fortunate to have amazing fans and friends supporting us," says the band, and they hope to keep the metal scene growing in Kingston. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Game of Puppets on your favorite platforms and enjoy today's selection from this new EP called Fleeting Moments, here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Good evening, beautiful people worldwide. My name is Roy Hamilton III, and you're tuned in to Let That Music Out. Yes, Let That Music Out. You see, we all got a story, we all got a song, we all got a journey, and our job, before we leave this earth, is to let that music out. So on today's show, we have a special guest, Miss Asia Holiday, calling in from California, telling us all about her career in music, acting, singing, dancing, telling us about her journey from where she's been, where she is now, and where she's going. She's also got some encouraging words for us as well, so stay tuned for that. In the meantime, we have new music from Maisha B with Into Me, Honey with Earthquake, Effie Nikki with 24/7 Love, and then we got a special song by me actually called Holy Spirit, Yeah, 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 me and the Singers Company Choir. We'll see you soon.
Energy, keep pulling me closer. I see you watching me. Why don't you come on over? I can't tell you feeling me, but can you give me what I need? Can you give me what I need? Oh, show me that you could be my writer. Someone I can come confide in. Oh, intuition's telling me the vibe's right, but we on the same time. Could be my writer, someone I can come confide in. Oh, intuition's telling me the vibe's right, but we on the same time. So make a move on me if you're into me. Make a move on me. Oh,
me worthy, you called me from everything else that I've been. You gave me mercy, restored me from living a life of regret. You are everything, you're the only king. There is nothing that can take me from your hand. You pull me right out of the grave. I can't repay you, but you knew and sent your son down anyway. You turn old to new. I am living proof. I trust in you, so I'm lifting.
Oh, you need, I don't mind your face. If there's one for me, I got one for you, babe. You say cancel all your plans for the weekend. Ooh, I find myself in the deep end. Unexpected, but I'm loving the attention. Never thought I'd need divine intervention. I can get you off my mind, it's a blessing. Such a blessing. Don't tell me if we're near the end, 'cause I can never be your friend. I won't find one like you again. We got 24/7 love, but 24 is not enough. 24 is not enough, and you're all I'm thinking of. We got 24/7 love, stop the track so I can listen. Back to black on repeat, it's an addiction. Got me questioning some things I've never questioned. Got a new perspective. Baby, you don't know what you done to me. I'll be up before, 'cause I can't get to sleep. Did I mention that you're on my mind, babe? All day. Don't tell me if we're near the end, 'cause I can never be your friend. I won't find one like you again. We got 24/7 love, but 24 is not enough. 24 is not enough, and you're all I'm thinking of. And we got 24/7 love.
Can you feel it? Hey, can you feel it? feeling low, and nowhere to go, then drop it low, and pray it like you mean it, yeah. Pray it like you need them, yeah. Pray it like you know it, yeah.
All right, we hope you enjoyed those first couple of songs of the show. I know I did. So without further ado, we're going to speak with Miss Asia Holiday. I also want to give you your flowers for having a number one movie at Tubi with your movie, I Hate You to Death. So big props for that. All right, let's get into this interview.
Oh, here we are.
Well, here we are. Miss Asia Holiday, thank you for joining us on Let That Music Out. How you doing?
I am doing phenomenal being here with you.
Beautiful, beautiful. It looks like it's a nice sunny day wherever you are. Where are you at in the world right now?
Los Angeles, California.
Oh, man. Amazing. Amazing. You out there working on anything special that you can talk about, or are you under some kind of NDA and you can't really say?
You know, a few things are under NDA. So
always.
That will be shared later. But, you know, I will just say that there's a lot of fun music coming. And a lot of fun movies and TV shows. And I'm excited to experience it with everybody.
That's amazing. So I want to go back for a second and kind of take you back to your humble beginnings. How did you get started?
I got started when I was singing Happy Birthday for one of my mom's friends. And she was like, this kid can actually sing a little bit better than the average 5-year-old. So they put me in lessons. And from then I was classically trained, and from there just kept on trying to be decent at what I love.
That's amazing. What is a moment in your career coming up that's like really memorable for you as a singer, something that you did or an event that you sang at or something? Anything stand out?
Yeah, there's currently a project that's under NDA at the moment, but I think people will know what I'm talking about eventually, but there's a project where I get to sing and act at the same time, and it's a period piece, and that's my dream project, to be, you know, in the 60s, you know, or in the 50s, or just somewhere before my time, and being able to almost embody myself, but in a different era.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it'll be fun.
I like that. Okay, so vocally, who are some of the singers that you look up to, or like, you know, inspirations of yours?
Yeah, Dolly Parton. I love Dolly Parton. Shania Twain, powerhouse. I love Beyonce. I really like what Olivia Rodrigo and Sabrina Carpenter have going on, and obviously Michael Jackson. Who doesn't love him?
Wow.
But yeah. So those are a few of my favorites. Oh, and Adele. Crazy.
Yeah, man. All amazing singers that you just mentioned. World class, world class. So actually, when I kind of found you on Instagram, it was because you were posting another interview or a story that was done from your hometown regarding a movie. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so my hometown did a segment on me for this movie called I Hate You to Death, and it ended up being the number one movie on Tubi for a while, and it was really cool because, you know, you grow up watching your hometown news, and then it's almost a surreal moment when you watch them make a segment on you. And at the time, I felt like, you know, I did a movie, and it did okay, like it did great, but to have a segment on me, like it just, I was really honored.
That's amazing. Well, congratulations on that. That's a big deal.
It's beautiful. And then I understand you're also working on an album right now. Can you tell us anything about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be, I want to thank my team because I have the most amazing, amazing team. But, you know, they helped me to find out who I am. And that in turn makes us realize how much we are alike. This album is very centered around pop, but also country, but also R&B. And I feel like it's something that can touch a lot of people groups. And I think it'll be something cool that everybody gets to hop onto.
Yeah, a word you used earlier was heartfelt. Can you elaborate on that a little more and unpack what that word means to you?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much just my life, an authentic picture and view of the stories that I have in my mind. You know, one day I want to have my own movie production company. And I think stories are so, so beautiful. And I think that's a bit of what makes the world go round. So
absolutely,
a lot of these songs are really just, some are made up stories and some are real, but I guess you got to kind of guess and find out.
That's what's up. I can't wait. You got me interested. Cool. So some of our listeners and people who watch, and some of the artists I work with are younger, you know, they're just kind of getting started in their music journey. What what piece of advice or some sort of jewel of wisdom would you give someone starting out?
Yeah. You know, I wish when I first started out, I would have taken more time to find out who I am vocally and what I wanted to share with the world. I think having a selfless point of view when entertaining is the best way to go, because it's not just because you like music or you just want to do music, or else you'd never worry about putting it out. It'd be just for you. But if you want the people to see it, then do it for the people, not for yourself. So see how many ways you can be of service. When you're looking and analyzing your voice, look for those things that make your voice different. Look for things that people haven't heard before in your voice, or curate things within your voice that people haven't heard before, because you're giving somebody a new experience. There's already an MJ, there's already a SZA, there's already a Beyonce, but there's not a you yet. So what is going to make you different, and how are you going to be an asset to this world in this industry?
Wow. I love this answer. And I think people are going to love this answer too. That made me smile. It's good. Okay. Another possible tip for singers. Could you give any sort of vocal tip or something?
Yeah.
Anything?
I mean, personally for me, I found it to be easiest when I didn't try so hard. You know, we see like these really, really great powerhouses, but the reason why people gravitated to them vocally was because they were authentic, not because they were loud, not because they were necessarily, you know, the biggest singer. You know, we have people like Billie Eilish to this day, or even like you see elements of Billie Eilish and Olivia, where there's that soft airiness. So it's not necessarily about how you sound, it's how you feel, and how you feel will inevitably come out through your sound.
I love that. I love all of this. Okay, so final question, so I know you're busy. What's next for you? What can we expect for the rest of the year going forward?
For the rest of the year, you can expect a lot of movies and TV shows and possibly even the dropping of my album.
All right.
You know, I think friendship is important. So I'll be sure to be a good friend and make sure that I am open and keeping things up to date, you know, with my social media or however I can get in contact with, you know, everybody. I will be loyal and faithful and make sure that I tell everybody what's going on so we can make sure we experience all of this together.
That's amazing. Yeah, I'm trying to get the hang of this social media thing, so I know how important it is. And I know a lot of artists, creative people struggle with that aspect of it as well. kind of knowing how to use social media correctly without like oversharing or undersharing or, you know, just keeping it engaging. So it's a lot. It's a lot of things to juggle at one time when you're trying to make a record and find the right moments to like, oh, let me get the camera out. You don't want to put the camera. I was in a session. I was in a session earlier today. And I feel like as soon as I put the camera on the singer, he kind of, I was like, oh, see, let me just put it away. We'll have to find another way to catch
you for that. Because I think social media, especially when you've got a million and a half things going on, social media can be an asset, but it can also be a distraction if you're handling it solely by yourself. So props to you for helping him get that content, because when you're in a zone, you have to focus on one thing and then cop to the next thing. But to do both at the same time can be difficult. Yeah. So I really hope that he gave you your flowers for that, because I would be so grateful. A team is definitely, I mean, if we all help each other out, everything becomes a lot easier.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But thank you, Ms. Holiday, for joining us on Let That Music Out. This has been lovely. Yes. God bless you and so much more success to you for your career.
Thank you, Roy. See you soon.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Holiday, for that amazing interview. We really appreciate you and all of the wisdom that you gave today. So the next song is going to be Saskia Nicks with Yours, followed by Lily Renee with Bittersweet. Then we got Ali McIntosh with Miles on My Broken Heart. Sarah Tomlinson is back with the Echoes remix, the piano remix. Joanna Chaba with I Want to Love Forever. Then we're going to close the show with Noah Lachman with The Old Tree. Take care.
Footsteps softly treading on the folds of my heart, covers stirring, emerging from the darkness of the past. The morning rays light up that handsome face. Let me stay forever here in this place. I'll always be yours. Love and happiness are never simple, but I'll always be yours. I'll always be yours.
I woke up again in the morning. I looked to my left, see you snoring. Oh, if only you knew how much I adore you. I just wanna know, babe, tell me if you're feeling me all night. I'm confused, correct me if I'm wrong, 'cause I haven't felt this way in so long. Oh, everything's so bitter, bitter sweet. Bitter, bitter sweet. It's so bitter, babe. Why? Just to confirm, don't like to feel my time's been wasted. Treat me good and tell me how good it tasted. Then turn around, start saying how your feelings faded. Why so complicated? It don't make any sense. How am I supposed to feel when you're around? Someday you bring me up and then I'm feeling down. Tell me what's on your mind. I wanna know your motive. Now you got me foolish, never noticed. Am I truly hurting myself? Never knew that this how I felt. To be so happy and so hurt at the same time. I keep on waiting. Your touch I keep craving. Your eyes intimidate me. Our love growing up fading. Oh, bitter, bitter sweet. You teach me how to love again. When I sink or swim, you make me laugh and cry. I wanna run and hide. You got me feeling shy, yet I'm laid up kissing on you all night. Everything's so bitter, bitter sweet.
inside my brain. All I hear is your name ringing out. Try to make it go away, but it echoes, it echoes. I've been running around in circles in my head, tossing, turning, I can't even sleep in my bed. All this time I thought you'd be a sound that passes by, but you echo, it echoes.
See in darkness. you were my home. Called it brighter days. Someone above us gave me a sign. And I looked deeper into your thoughts, into your eyes. You were my joy, you were my joy. When I feel your body, you were my senses, you're my smile. I was waiting for you. I knew that you'll come, stay and be. I wanna love forever. I wanna live forever. I wanna dance forever with you, 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 you. I wanna love forever. I wanna live forever. I wanna dance forever with you.
Children share my home, they want to live here too. not the only one who's blaming you. Can you tell me what I see? Do you know it is the old tree? And its future suffers for you. All these answers are so true. Do you understand what I mean? Show me an ocean that is still clean. And when the sky is just as bright blue, all these answers become so true. Can you tell me what I see? Do you know it is the old tree? And its future suffers for you. All these answers are so true. Do you understand what I mean? Show me an ocean that is still clean. And when the sky is just as bright blue, all these answers become so true. The old tree and its future suffers for you. All these answers become so true. Do you understand what I mean? Show me an ocean that is still clean. And when the sky goes just as bright blue, all these answers become so true. Become so true. Become so true. So true, so true.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present Kingston-based folk trio The Kildares with their first single called The Escape, a song about rekindling hope by escaping the everyday with someone special. Featuring energetic mandolin and warm harmonies, the lyrics connect with anyone wishing to sneak away into the night. It's the first release off The Kildares' upcoming debut album, Faster Than Light, due this spring, 2025. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream The Kildares' single, The Escape, now on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Let's run away. If we are faster than the light, just disappear into the night. Love, I swear, they'll never know we're gone. Do you believe what they
steal your own.
Getting you down? Warm up this season with amazing hot food to go at Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen foods to prepare at home and enjoy a huge selection of meats, cheeses, produce, coffee, beverages, and condiments. Pop into the shop Monday through Saturday between 8 and 5 at 204 Berry Street in downtown Kingston. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at OldFarmFF to get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
When I say beat, you say banter.